$20 beers? Not here.
We have the live music without the...
It's Eagle Concert Classics with your host, Aaron Shaw.
On 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. Welcome back. We're celebrating some birthdays this weekend. Jeff Lynne from ELO just had a birthday on the 30th. We heard from ELO earlier. And we're going to hear from Aerosmith because Tom Hamilton just had a birthday on New Year's Eve. The first song I'm going to kick things off with, the music was actually based on the bass line thanks to Tom Hamilton. The song features one of my favorite effects, the talk box, of course made famous by Peter Frampton. And the live version of this has a very unusual instrument. Steven Tyler didn't have a maracas, so he used a pack of sugar and shook it right into the microphone. I guess that's appropriate since the song is Sweet Emotion.
Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was Aerosmith with Mama Kin. Steven Tyler was so confident that that song was going to put them on the map that he went to a tattoo parlor in Rhode Island and had the words Ma Kin tattooed on his left bicep. He said this is a song that's going to make them rich and famous, and it is the one that helped them to get signed to Columbia Records. The next song I'm going to play had a little help from Mel Brooks with the title. The band was having a really hard time coming up with lyrics for the song. They had the guitar riff, everything else was coming together, but with no lyrics, you know, they were kind of stuck. So they went around for a walk in New York City, went to see the movie Young Frankenstein, and the famous scene where Igor, Marty Feldman, tells Dr. Frankenstein, or Frankenstein, to walk this way. The band thought that was hilarious. When they saw Steven Tyler the next day, they said, hey, this would be the perfect title for this song. And Walk This Way was born.
Stop it.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That wraps up our Aerosmith live set. That was Dream On. This was a song that actually saved them from being dropped by their label. Their first album didn't sell very well. Aerosmith's management convinced Columbia to release Dream On as a single, and it reached number 59. The band had a bit of a breakthrough when Steven Tyler bought an RMI keyboard. He found money in a suitcase outside where the band was staying and didn't tell his bandmates he took the money. But some gangsters came looking for it, and he just played dumb and said, you know, I don't know anything about it. And the suitcase incident became part of Aerosmith lore. Next week, we're going to take a trip up north. Lots of great bands came from Michigan, and we're going to hear from them next week, Saturday at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. It's all here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions.
The mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company.
For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.